Juliet, hi. Sorry, I didn't know that we were expecting visitors. Had I known, I would have just gone over to a friend's. Hi. Yeah, nice to meet you. He's told me a lot of things about you. I'm his roommate, by the way. I'm so sorry that if I'm disturbing anything. No? Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, no, I was just coming from a party, and I really actually needed something, but that can wait. That can wait. Actually, it's something about well, we can wait a little bit for that. It's totally fine. If you'd like, I can just go and step out and give you to the apartment. I just really didn't know that someone was coming over. Well, I mean, sure, if you're okay with that. Doesn't it feel weird that I'm crashing into the date? You'd like to get okay. Sure. No, not a problem. I'll sit right next to you guys then. No, it's totally fine. I've had dinner anyways, so I can just have a little bit of the dessert. Or actually, I can wait a little bit longer. I am having a little bit of a diet, really, so yeah, no, it's totally fine. So I've heard a lot of great things about you. You guys met at the cafe below, right? Oh, that's so cute. That is so cute. You know, we've been saying, rarely, do we find ourselves in a situation where we find someone we're attracted to, organically and get to know them and, meet them and hopefully take things to the next step, but I'm super glad that he's met you there. He loves that cafe. Sometimes the coffee is a little bit expensive for me, but that's only on my bad days. Sure, actually, I can't really. Well, sure, I guess. Times are changing anyways. I'm a model online, if you get my drift. Yeah, I have one of those. Okay, well, I'm doing fine. Enough to make rent for this apartment, so, and a little bit extra from time to time when I have more generous patrons giving me gifts. Well, I stumbled into it after college, actually. I gave it a shot because, well, when you're broke, you might as well give it a try and see what happens, and it worked out. So, now I'm sort of saving up to the side so that I can enroll at another like a post-college degree. I'm still thinking about it. I have like three choices in my mind, so. And you, what do you do for work? Oh my gosh, that's super cool. Wow, you're super smart. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I know a friend who does the same thing as you are, and it's just crazy. It's crazy. The salary that you guys must be getting. Oh, really? Oh, well, you never told me that about her, bro. Like, you better watch out for me. I'm bi, so, but I'm serious, dude. You better be careful. I might just, hang out with her or something. Get things. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sorry, what? Oh, what I wanted to get. at the apartment. Should I tell her? No, you should tell her. What I want? I think you know what I want. I texted you about it. Don't you know? Yeah, check your phone, dude. Bro, come on. Well, now you see it, right? I understand. Right. Well, you must have told her a little bit about it, right? Have you? Don't make this awkward for me. What he's trying to say is that we have a specific arrangement. And, well, he should have, at the very least, vetted you a little bit before introducing you to the, you know, to the apartment, or like bringing you into the apartment. So I really apologize if this is like super awkward for you, but a serious question. How kinky are you? I see. Well, so your guy and I, you know, as roommates, with the whole crazy shit happening and everybody is locking down and everything, and well, that's not happening anymore. We got into a free use agreement? Yeah. Do you know what a free... You do? Oh my god. You didn't even need to vet her shit. Are you familiar with it? Okay. And, how do you feel about it? It's fine? You think it's hot? Well, the reason why I got to the apartment in such a rush was I was at a party and I was supposed to score this guy, and it didn't work out because he was a douchebag, and my lips never touch a douchebag's cock, you know? If you get what I mean. But at the same time, I got really horny, so I have a little bit of an oral fixation, if you get what I mean. And a cigarette is not going to help me. I don't smoke. I'd rather have something bigger in my mouth, if you understand what I'm saying. This is so embarrassing. Which is why I came here. And now it makes it super awkward because, like, you guys are on a date and everything, but you don't mind? Holy shit, dude, where did you find... Are you sure you found her at the cafe? Oh my god. I love her. Oh, no, sorry. You don't understand how much I've been craving for this man's cock. Ever since I just realized I was going with an asshole a while ago, like, the only thing I was thinking about is how good and satisfying it would feel just to have his big cock inside my mouth and just have it explode in me. Yeah, he has a big cock. Well, you'll find out for yourself. You can, like, peek down while you guys continue talking. Yeah. No, but like, seriously, I hope you guys don't mind. You guys seem to be having such a wonderful time, and I would rather just be invisible down below sucking cock, if that's okay. I'll do my best to answer questions. And, you know, so you can get to know him from my perspective. Not like, you know... Well, you'll understand. Okay, so I'll leave you guys to it. But oh my god, thank you so fucking much for agreeing to this. You don't understand. I really need your fucking cock. Like, could you just unzip it, take it down right now, and I'll be going down on my knees, and I'll be as good to you and I will paint the most flattering picture to you. I promise. I just really need to suck some cock. Particularly your cock. Mm-hmm. I'll be as generous as possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Just feel free to ask questions. I'm gonna go down, you know? Oh, and by the way, thank you, girl. You're amazing. I hope we get to know each other. Like, just to, you know, I'm not gonna steal her, I promise. I'm not gonna steal her. We can share, right? I'm kidding. I'll go down now. Oh, thank fuck. How does she taste? It tastes good. You can tell he regularly cleans himself. Very good hygiene. But I promise I'd answer her questions. Favorite part about his cock? The way it just expands. It feels like it expands the more you like push your cock in, you know? It just spreads the whole bit more, it fills it up more, and I love it. And mostly, I give him blowjobs because it's mostly me who has the cravings and though I give myself to if he wants. It's so good. This is the dessert I was thinking of, y'all. No, we don't really show up on OnlyFans. We don't really show him off. I know dudes can kind of get jealous that way. Believe me, with a cock like his, dudes will be so fucking jealous if I presented him in any form or fashion. Just come to its delicious bowel. Yeah, I can't really describe it. You'll know when you find out. I'm pretty sure you'll get your turn with him. Soon enough. I have a lot of pineapple in the refrigerator. Mostly for him, yeah. His favorite move is when I push his cock down my throat really quick like this. Yeah, he likes it when I choke down his cock. That must make him come so quickly, but I hold off him as much as I can. Since I'm the one with the fixation anyways. Technically, I'm using him. I think it lasts pretty long too. Unless I'm like really fucking motivated. I love the feeling of his cock in my mouth.
It tastes so fucking good. Seriously. I've had a lot of coke before. This one is something else. That's why I had the whole serious arrangement with him. Oh, every part. And speaking of every part, let me take care of your balls. I try to fit both of his balls in my mouth. A nice thorough licking. Just make a whole Julie mess all over his cock and slobbering all over it. You can take a photo, girl. Should it like a tutorial for here, let me give you a good shot. With his top, the tip of his cock on my tongue. Like this. Did you see him twitch? It's so fucking hot, isn't it? Let me take care of this tip. Make it nice and clean. So messy. I'm gonna have to clean you properly before you get back on your date. I'm gonna make even more of a mess when I'm done with you. Sometimes you can't help it, y'all. You're getting really close, aren't you? Try. Go ahead and ruin my throat. One more time, please, and calm down my throat. You're gonna calm down my throat, please. Please. Coming, look. Look at the so much come. See, I told you he comes so much. No, let me make sure you're properly cleaned. One time he came so hard, I swear. I choked so much on his cum. Don't worry, I didn't go so hard with you tonight. You might need it for later. You know what I mean. finally, got the fix that I needed. Fixations, man, they're so weird. But I'm so glad that I have my roomie to take care of me, otherwise I'll probably make stupid life decisions, you know what I mean? It's like that post-blowjob clarity. And relief. So, Thank you so much for the dessert. And I'm so glad we finally met and that you're all cool with this girl. I'm gonna actually go ahead. I'll text a friend. We'll hang out together tonight, maybe have a little sleepover, so that I could give you guys some privacy. How does that sound? Cool. And if you need some extra help with things, if especially when it comes to the, you know, the good part, just call me. I'll join you if need be. It's just my offer. It's just my offer, you know. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Bye.